One of the things you said up there was it's very Catholic to be thinking about refugees. Yes. Explain why and
it's a big part of our Catholic faith, but it should be of concern to all Christians. Whenever we have brothers or sisters who are in need, we stand in support with them. They're our brothers and sisters in the Lord. So just as we would be concerned about our own family members, we're concerned about our family in Jesus Christ.
What would you say about folks who have politicized this? We've seen some comments on your own Facebook page, people who really question whether you're going too far in holding masses like this.
There are times, of course, where politics and religion intersect and cross. As I mentioned, we're not for reason for church or partisan, but we're humanitarian. So it's on those occasions necessary, in a public way, to pray and to make it known that that's what we're doing in support of our brothers and sisters in need.
And not to politicize it, but the hope that the administration will have some compassion.
Well, of course, we hope that our political leaders will use the power that's been entrusted to them to bring about change here in our own country in terms of those who are living in the shadows of our society in fear. We need to find a better way of recognizing them, a way that is easier, less expensive, and not as time-consuming. Because these are people of good need to care for them, whatever we can to welcome them. They're part of our society right now, and they're productive members.
And some of those who are here tonight who may be affected, what's your message for them and the hope for them?
It's a message of hope that we stand with them. We offer our prayers tonight for them. And hopefully each of us will do what we can, given the freedoms that we have in this country, to advocate for them and for their need.
What do you hope is the result of this prayer vigil?
Well, the hope is that our prayer vigil tonight will bring about change, but also, as I mentioned, for those that are living in fear, violence, war-torn countries, or being persecuted, that they will realize that God is with them and that we are with them. And that they will have some peace because of that.
And you said that it's not political, but the timing does seem a coincidence, being that it's 5 days after this executive order.
Yes. Well, again, that's not the reason why we're here tonight. We can respond and react to what's happening in our country, including the issuing of executive orders. But I didn't mention that this evening, and perhaps that'll be a consequence of tonight through our prayer, is that there will be changes. But we're not here for political reasons tonight.
Wouldn't you say, though, that if it weren't for that, we wouldn't have the service?
We do, but we do stand in prayer always with those in need, with the vulnerable in our society and in the world. So praying for those who need our prayers is nothing new to our faith. We do it every time we come together for Mass or as in a prayer gathering.
Bishop, a number of Catholics sit on the other side of the fence. I mean, I've taken calls today about it. What do you say to them?
I would say, of course, we prayed tonight for openness of hearts and minds to this issue. And we don't take a poll before we practice our faith to see which side we should be on. We proclaim what we believe to be the truth and what we embrace in terms of the teachings of our faith and proclaim that boldly to society. We recognize that there are always some people that will not agree with us or will take exception to what we're doing, but we pray for them as well.
Over the centuries, the Catholic Church has had a lot of influence over governments. With the personality that we have in the government today, do you think that the press releases and all the different bishops around the country will exert enough pressure to maybe see a change?
I certainly hope so. Again, we just came through a very challenging and difficult political season. I think each one of us would like to see some healing and some peace and unity here in our country. So I certainly hope that speaking out publicly will help to foster and bring about the changes that are needed.
How long is this?
4 weeks today.
So what day?
January 4th, I was installed as bishop here.
Okay.
So 4 weeks ago today, I was installed as bishop. Okay. Thank you all for being here.
Hey, Bishop. Your thoughts on the appointment of Judge Neil Gorsuch?
Sure. Well, I don't know Judge Gorsuch, but I was encouraged by what I've heard about him the last day or so in terms of him being a constitutionalist, being very faithful to the Constitution and the interpretation of it. And we'll find out more in the coming days. One of the things I heard is that he's very much like Justice Scalia, who was very well respected as a member of the Supreme Court for so many years. And if we were to be able to appoint a Supreme Court judge like Justice Scalia, I think that would be a good thing.
It sounds like it's getting some positive traction for not only the White House, but for those pro-life advocates.
Yes. Of course, as I said, he's very faithful to the Constitution and the interpretation of it. He's not for making laws, but the court making laws on their own. And I believe he is known to support life and be pro-life. So that's certainly encouraging and a time of hope for those who are advocates for life.
And one more just general thought. Your thoughts on tonight's evening overall?
Yeah. Tonight was, I think, truly amazing. As I mentioned during the prayer service, to have so many people here tonight. I don't know what the number was, but it was in the hundreds, upper hundreds, come together on a Wednesday evening when they could be doing so many other things, to join with others who they don't know, but yet are united and bonded in faith to pray. It's a very beautiful witness, and it gives me hope as bishop of our diocese. That we have a very faith-filled diocese, a very strong diocese, and that we will stand together when we're called to do so.
Bishop, your blessing on those people that listen to us that are maybe undocumented. Would you give them your blessing for our listeners at Spirit of?
So to all those this evening who are living in fear, who are living in the shadows of our society, I ask God's blessing, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit upon you. May you know the Lord's love and peace in your lives. And know that we love you. Amen.